It's a campaign to encourage people to connect with the ocean effectively, because we all find it, you know, unless you're standing by the ocean and looking at that lovely blue sea, it's easy to forget how important the ocean is to us. I mean, if you think every second breath comes from the ocean. And so we're encouraging people to get connected, and we're doing that through the very simple mechanism of a single-use plastic water bottle. Because if you think, the average American, for example, gets through about 200 single-use plastic water bottles a year, many of which end up in the environment and in the ocean. And as we know, plastic in the ocean is really very destructive. It's poisonous, it's killing marine creatures and eroding habitats. So we're asking people to remember the ocean and to switch to a refillable bottle. And every time you do that, you've contributed one less piece of plastic to the ocean.
How do you reach as many people as possible?
Well, by coming here and engaging advocates and other stakeholders. So everybody who's engaged with us at the booth and taken one of our bottles, our refill bottles, will go home and talk to their families and their friends. And, you know, you can spread a campaign a long way like that. And, of course, we're very busy on social media. We have a website where you can pledge to go single-use plastic-free and count the number of bottles that you've helped to remove. So a lot of it's just talking and encouraging people to use their networks to spread the word.
What impact have you had back in the UK?
Well, in the UK, we're working very hard to get London on Sea to go single-use plastic water bottle free. And effectively, that means more than just banning things or encouraging people not to use things. It's about addressing the system change necessary, because, you know, people need to stay hydrated. So we're talking to, for example, Arsenal Football Ground. For those of you who follow football will recognize that, and Lord's Cricket Ground. Big department stores, the London Zoo, all sorts of attractions, London Underground, about how they can help people to refill their water bottles on the go and thus remove this scourge of single-use plastic from our lives. And of course, we're talking with the London Mayor and all his team as well. And it is having a really, really significant impact. So for example, there's a very famous department store called Selfridges, which was actually started by American in London, and they've stopped selling single-use plastic water bottles throughout their store, and they've eroded all sorts of single-use plastic, and actually have proved that they're making more money that way by selling refillable water bottles. London Zoo's done the same. So yeah, it's biting, people are excited about it, and it's a very simple thing that we can all do that makes a really big difference.
What feedback have you been getting here?
It's really amazing. I mean, we just actually can't cope with the demand. One of the exciting things is in coming to the UN is that we've worked really closely with various UN departments, including UNEP, UN Dualos, UN DESA. So lots of UN departments have really helped us to ensure that the single-use plastic water bottle footprint of this ocean conference is much reduced. And if you go around the UN building today, you'll see bigger signage now near the fountains encouraging you to refill. That's new, that's thanks to the UN. They handed out our bottles to the General Assembly, the plenary session at this meeting. So encouraging all the delegates to kick that nasty single-use plastic habit. And, you know, as I say, we just can't really give out our refillable bottles fast enough. Lots of pledging going on. If you look at the website, www.onelessbottle.org, you'll see lots of people pledging and, you know, having fun with it.
Where do you get your biggest pushback? Is it from companies that actually produce plastic?
At the moment, it's such pushback as there is. And I have to say, it's not, you know, it's not very noticeable, but inevitably the people who produce water in single-use plastic bottles find this something of a challenge. Although, you know, on the positive side, there are companies who want to talk to us about how else they can provide their water, which doesn't involve single-use plastic bottles. So, for example, there are some quite exciting conversations going on about putting refill stations in public areas. So you can still, if you want a special kind of still water, you can buy it. But you can buy it in a way that allows you to refill rather than purchase single-use plastic. And, you know, ultimately we are lucky. We live in cities like New York and London where the water that comes out of the tap is clean and, you know, perfectly all right to drink. But, yeah, I think what we're seeing is that the producers of water in plastic are engaging positively and just saying, okay, we get it, so how else can we sell our lovely product but in a way that's less damaging to the ocean?
And finally, how did you personally get involved in this campaign?
I've been an ocean campaigner for a very long time. So, you know, I've been working on ocean related issues for a long time. I love the ocean, it's really important to me. And it's really important to my kids because they breathe oxygen, same as everyone else does. And I'm very personally committed to ensuring that the ocean continues to do the job that it does for us. And plastics is one of the ways which we can engage people. I think it's really easy to become disconnected and to forget. Every time I pick up a refillable bottle, I'm reminded now that the ocean needs my help and that I'm making that small contribution. So I got involved with the campaign because it was positive and because it's not always easy to find something that you can enthuse people around to drive change, but this is a really good one.